USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
One state is taking action after a recent Supreme Court ruling.
Disrespecting a Supreme Court of the United States decision, New York State lawmakers, at the instruction of temporary governor and lieutenant governor, Democrat Kathy Hochul on Friday, did it again. In defiance of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, Democrats passed gun legislation that would severely limit where law-abiding citizens can have possession of their weapon and require background checks to buy ammunition.
We are creating a definitive list of sensitive locations where individuals will not be able to carry firearms.
One such location is New York City's Times Square. Republican Assemblyman Andy Goodell said the legislation ignores the High Court's ruling and is more restrictive than the bill that was struck down by the Supreme Court this week. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their holiday weekend at Camp David. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new study is out revealing how many Americans could stand to lose a few pounds. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Americans getting ready to have a big July 4th barbecue this weekend may not want to hear about just how big we're getting. Around 4 in 10 adults or 70 million Americans are now classified as obese. Health is the biggest concern for large Americans, but studies also show weight plays a significant role in hiring and promotions in the workplace. Overweight Americans say they've watched as less capable, skinnier coworkers are moved up the hiring chain. There's little those workers can do to fight back because discriminating against an employee because they're overweight is still legal in most places nationwide. The weight loss industry continues to cash in on the weight gains as well. Last year, weight loss companies like Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem collectively did more than $58 billion in sales.
The FBI and Metropolitan Nashville Police are investigating an attempted arson of a pro-life pregnancy center in Nashville. A smashed window and an unignited Molotov cocktail-type device were discovered inside the building at the Hope Clinic for Women around 1:40 early Saturday morning, along with the words, Jane's Revenge, written on the exterior wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.